Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Fly Girl Show. This is Casey Grant, and today is a difficult but special show that we have to take time to always remember our fallen crew members and the first responders on the most tragic day that the United States has ever experienced, a terrorist attack on America. So today, some of my guests, some are people that are just calling in to pay their respects. Some are calling in as survivors. Some will be flight attendants. But I think that you're going to find this show very, very interesting and emotional. I didn't think I was going to be emotional until I started just reflecting where I was and what happened to me on that day 20 years ago. So I think we all are going to end this show with some emotions, but at this point, I want to just have everyone that's calling in. It is an hour show, and we really have a lot of callers today. So I want you to be able to give me some reflection as to where you were, what you were doing on that day, and how it still affects you 20 years later, because we shall never forget. The world will never forget. America will never forget. And especially flight attendants and crew members and those first responders. So we send out our prayers to the families. We send out our prayers to those that are survivors. And we send out our prayers to America, because that was the day that we all came together under terrible, terrible circumstances. But we all came together and showed love and compassion. So with that, I am going to open up the show to my first caller. And callers, please, if you don't mind giving your names, and if you don't want to, that's no problem. But this is for you. This is for us to honor, and this is for us to remember. So at this point, I am going to take the first call, and here we go. Start this show. So good morning, caller. How are you today? And if you would please state your name, give us a quick synopsis on where you were, how it affected you, and how it still is affecting you today.
Good morning. This is Jacqueline Jacquette Williams, flight attendant for United Airlines. 20 years ago, I was with Continental. I was inside the Newark airport, as I am today, honoring our fallen crews. 20 years ago today, I just wanted to say thank you for being with us and thank you for praying for us and with us.
And you definitely have our prayers. You have our emotions. You have everything today. And so can you tell us how it affected you that day and how you are still emotionally upset or, I'll say, damaged from that event?
That day I had commuted in on a red eye from L.A. to Newark, and I was in the crew room taking a nap, and then I heard the roar, and I thought it was a training film. And then when the second roar happened, then I knew it was the real deal. But you know what? We were in denial because our lead flight attendant said, okay, let's get up and go and get on our airplane and go to Japan. There was no such thing happening. We were just in shock. I'm still in shock today, but I'm able to tell my story, and I'm able to listen to other stories. And we're here together inside the meditation center that was formerly the chapel inside the Newark Airport Terminal C, where we had a big ceremony this morning. And now we're running a continuous video that lasts about 20 seconds for all to see that are passing by the meditation room.
Oh, that brings support for the crew members. That brings support for passengers who are traveling through and at the airport. You never know where they... you know, did their father die? Did a sibling die? Did a good friend die? So I'm glad that that is something that's available for anyone that passes through today to be able to have you embrace them and to show them that you're there emotionally there with them 20 years later. And you also have also president of an organization, the Black Flight Attendants of America. Can you and tell me a little bit about that quickly, but also to tell us how you have a ceremony. Is it a Doves Fly? All right, tell us the audience about that, please.
Oh, okay, audience. The title of our program is When Doves Fly, meaning our fallen doves that represent our crews that were protecting the entry of the cockpit. That perish, and we have a ceremony every year, and that is the title, When Doves Fly. Right now, inside the meditation room, we are showing a video slide of all the crews that perish, and we have a lot of people stopping by the entrance of the door. Some people are going inside the meditation room for a few minutes, and then they leave. And it's just, I just stepped outside of the meditation room just to observe them. Very emotional.
Very emotional, very emotional. So, Jacqueline, if you can just hold on, I'm going to take another call, and then we're going to get back to you, and hopefully that you can stay, but we understand if you have to leave. So I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to bring in another caller. So just a moment, please. And we will have our caller introduce themselves. And good morning. This is Casey Grant, the Fly Girl Show. Would you like to state your name and make a comment? And just the two things that I really would like to stress for you to address is, where were you? How does this affect you still 20 years later? So, caller, would you please give your name?
Good morning, Casey. This is Charles from New York calling. Thank you for taking my call, Casey. I worked at the World Trade Center during the time of the devastation that occurred on that day. I was working in the lower basement. I was a federal agent at that time, and I was downstairs in the lower level qualifying with my weapon for that particular day when we were notified by the range officer that we were under attack. That was his exact words as he ran back into the range location that the building had just – we did not know we were under that type of a attack until we came out preparing ourselves for the street, and we were hit by the second plane. We witnessed all of that. I was actually down below when the building started to collapse, and so I'm a live witness, if you will, to that devastation and that devastating day.
Oh, my goodness. So you are our first caller, our second caller, but you are the first caller that was a survivor. You have to have – today has to be an emotional day for you.
Now, although it's been 20 years, it feels as if it was just yesterday, because that impact will be everlasting in my heart and in my soul. The only question I have for myself that makes me feel quite lonesome, if you will, that I survived it, and I ask myself, why did I survive it and so many other people lost their lives and are still suffering today? 20 years later, you're still suffering the pain. It still brings tears to my eyes, just the thought of having all those people that were before me and around me that did not ever get out of that particular condition. And I was fortunate to do it, and I pray to God and thank God for giving me that opportunity to continue talking about it. And I do have it. I have pain in my heart and tears in my eyes, just the thought of having all those people who did not survive that devastation.
So not only were you a survivor, you were one of the first responders. Did you stay to help, or how did you have another assignment that they needed you someplace else, or what happened after you witnessed the building coming down?
We were at a total disarray. The funniest thing, we were standing around because we didn't really know what was happening. We were misinformed, if you will, that it was not an attack, but a plane had lost its way. That was the first plane that hit, and when the second plane came, we knew for a fact that we were under attack. That's when we decided to get out of the harm's way, get out of that area. And we pretty much, we didn't run, but we were just afraid. I remember walking with a partner of mine who kept counting. As he was counting, I was saying, "No, Grown, what are you counting?" He said, "I'm counting the people that are jumping out of windows and the bodies hitting the ground." And when it hit the ground, the bodies was exploding, actually exploding, like a balloon with water in it. That's what it looked like.
Oh, no. No. You know, as I said, I was okay preparing for this radio show. And the more I got into it, the more that I allowed myself to reflect, I became emotional. And I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but I am still trying to fight back the tears because we all cried. The whole world cried. This was just the most devastating experience. And, Charles, I thank you so much for sharing your story with us. I am going to take another caller because the switchboard is really all lit up. I will come back to you and see if you have a follow-up statement, but I understand everyone is calling you today to see how you're doing. So if you have to leave, we understand that. But if you can stay, we'll come back for another comment in closing, if you wouldn't mind.
Thank you for taking my call, Casey. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, and God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Okay, so I tell you, that was emotional for me. I don't know how everyone else is responding to it, but at this point, I am going to move on and just take another caller because we really, the switchboard is really all lit up today and people wanting to express themselves and to get through. So this is my next caller. Good morning, and would you please state your name and would you like to make a statement or just a comment? Hello? Oh,
Casey.
Just a moment. Let me get back in again. Okay, so I am trying to pull in my next caller. Hello, caller. Can you hear me? Well, as we said, you know, we always have technical difficulty, but we are going to take another caller, and we will keep moving forward. Hello, caller. Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes.
Well, oh, great, great, great. Hello there. How are you? Will you state your name?
This is Diane Hunter, but I'm so emotional after listening to Charles. It's very difficult to really speak. I'm from Continental, now United, and if you would mind getting back to me at the end of the program, maybe I can have something to add. But right now, please go to the next caller. My heart is just so full.
I know.
Anguish.
I will do that,
and
as I am fighting back the tears, too, because when Charles said what he said, too, it tore me up, too. So I'm going to allow her to gather her thoughts, and I am going to go to another caller and see if this one, if someone else is a little more composed. I won't say less emotional. I'm just going to say more composed because it hits flight attendants hard. So I'm going to bring in the next caller. Hello there. This is Casey. Would you like to state your name? Would you like to make a statement or a reflection? And so tell my audience, who am I speaking to? Hello? I think we're having a little technical difficulty, but I am going to move on to another caller and see if we can bring them in. And just a moment. But at this time, I'm sure all of us could take a few moments just to digest what you've heard so far. We've heard from a flight attendant. We've heard from a survivor. And we've also heard from someone who's so emotional at this point, we can't even gather our thoughts to even speak. And I am going to see who will I try to bring in at this point. I'm going to try the 773 area code again. Hello there. This is Casey. How are you? Caller, can you hear me? Okay. I am so sorry for the technical difficulty we're having. I think I will try to go back and see if we can bring Jackie back in, Jacqueline, and see if she might want to have a follow-up comment. And we'll see if this is going to work today. Hello,
I'm
Jacqueline.
Here. Casey. Hi, Casey. This is Jacqueline. I'm here.
Okay, perfect, perfect. I'm not able to bring in other callers at the moment, so I'm going to allow you to go ahead and just tell us about today's ceremony again for those that may be just tuning in?
Today's ceremony started out. Can you hear me?
Yes. And once again,
say who
you are for those who are just tuning in, please.
I am Jacqueline. My last name is Jacquette Williams. I am an international flight attendant for United, formerly Continental. Been flying almost 48 years. This morning we started having a ceremony in the Newark Airport Concourse C with a TSA honor guard. We had several representatives from corporate, a lot of passengers and a lot of employees. When that ceremony concluded, we walked around the corner to what was formerly the chapel but is now called the meditation room. And inside the meditation room, I think I told you earlier that Black Fighters of America Incorporated had arranged a video showing all the fallen crew members and just reflections. Very emotional, very sad, and just like Charles said, it could have been 5 minutes ago, but I remember it well because I was in the same airport 20 years ago at the same time that everything happened. Thank you
okay,
for listening
hold on,
to my
one
story.
Point. Hold your point for me. I'm going to see if I can bring someone else in. We're going to go back and forth on that, so please bear with me. But I'm going to try to give everyone an opportunity, but I want everyone to have the opportunity to speak. And at this point, I'm going to try to bring in another caller and see if this will work. Hello, caller. Can you hear me?
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, maybe this is working now. We're having a little technical difficulty. Would you please state your name and if you would like to make a comment? I don't know if you've heard any of the show, but we've had a survivor on and a flight attendant. So could you state your name and just give us your comment today?
My name is Deborah Surrett. I was formerly based in Cincinnati and in New York. And I remember vividly, unfortunately I didn't hear the comments prior to calling in. I wished I could have. However, I remember, I think like everyone, you remember exactly where you were. And I was fortunate in the respect that I was home. I was not out of the country like so many of my friends were, and I just remember because I was taking my children to school, and it was Alfonso, my husband said to me, you need to turn on the television. And I thought, when I turned it on, I thought it was a movie. It couldn't possibly be real. And I kept watching it and watching it, thinking they're going to come on any minute, and if this is going to be something that is made up. It couldn't be real. And it was just such a surreal moment. It was, I was in total disbelief, I think, for quite some time. I was numb.
You know, Deborah, I felt the same way. I thought it was a movie also. I'm going to ask you to tell me quickly, because I've got so many other calls I need to try to take, how does it affect you today?
Oh, my gosh, in so many ways. Well, it's affected the whole airline industry. I mean, everything changed.
Yeah.
We went, you know, TSA was a part of the face of our airline, of the face of every airline, which we didn't have before. Just how you could go to and from the airport.
Yes, and emotionally you will never forget. Emotionally,
never.
I can hear it in your voice too. So
never,
forget. The emotions are still there to this day, 20 years later, correct?
Absolutely. The most impactful thing that happened to me was when I returned back to work when the airports finally opened up.
Yes.
And I remember walking through the airport and there was no one there.
Yes.
It was empty. It was silent. People weren't talking. And I sat there And I remember I was downstairs. I was in baggage claim. There was one person in baggage claim.
Yes.
And I knew this guy, and I looked at him, and he just broke down. And I was crying. He was crying. You couldn't
I
say
know.
Anything.
I know. I know. And with that, this is exactly how we are. And I'm going to take another caller, but just to try to kind of wrap up what you have said, speechless. Emotional,
speechless,
full of
speechless.
Emotion and fear. And with that, thank you so much, Deborah, for taking the time to call in. I am going to try to take another caller. Please feel free to stay tuned, stay, listen to the rest of the show. But I appreciate your calling in. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And for the audience, I am going to try to bring in another caller here, and hopefully this will work because we have so many people that are on hold trying to make a comment, and let's hope this one can come through. Good morning. This is Casey Grant. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes,
Casey?
Hello. How are you?
This is Casey.
Do you mind stating your name and make a quick little synopsis of where you were, how you felt, and how you feel today, how this emotional day is still affecting you?
Casey, my name is Kathy Trahan, and I'm formerly Texas International, Continental Airlines, and United Airlines, and I'm calling from Lafayette, Louisiana.
Oh, great, great.
Yes. At the time, I was living in Los Angeles. Yes, and I'm friends with Diane Hunter and kin to Jackie Jaquette Williams.
Oh, my goodness.
I was living in Los Angeles. I had come in the middle of the night from a late flight and sleeping. And my sister called to tell me about the World Trade Center. And I didn't believe her. But this is what affects me. I talked to several friends, and they would tell me their story of 9/11 and where they were and how. And one story is, I knew a young man that was a janitor, and he was in New Jersey wiping off windows, and he saw the first plane hit the World Trade Center, and how he could not believe what he was looking at. And
yes.
I feel him today. I feel him today. And another is the young man at the time who checked in the terrorists. He checked them in and how it affected his life. And I'm shook by his story, you know, like what did he miss? And the therapy he had to go through, it's grief. What he's feeling is grief.
You know,
and
I'm glad that you brought
20 years later.
Glad that you pointed out those two stories, because the agents, and we won't say agent because there were several, so I don't want to put all of the guilt on one person.
Right.
But it has to be tremendous, and my prayers are going out to him wherever he is, if he happens to listen or anyone else knows him, because the guilt of, did I not thoroughly do my job that day? Could I have prevented it? And I hope that he's come to terms with realizing that he could not have. He did his job. He did the best he could. We are all in shock.
Right, right. And I feel like crying listening to his story, but there was nothing else he could have done.
Yes.
And I remember, you know, talking to several of my friends, where were you? And I remember vividly where they were when this was all happened. That's how shocking this whole thing is.
Yes.
You know,
we'll never ever, we will never forget.
One of my friends was leaving a hotel in Rio de Janeiro, and the story hit Rio, and he was, because of the traffic, he was stuck in a tunnel in Rio de Janeiro for 2 or 3 hours. Because of the 9/11 trauma, it caused a traffic jam, and his crew van was in a tunnel. And I remember that like it's my own story, like the janitor story and the gate agent story. I remember it like it's my own.
Well, it's penetrated you. It has penetrated you, and you can't help that. But with that, I am going to try to take another call. But I'm so happy that you called in. Thank you so much for allowing us to hear your story and to express and to give honor to those that thank you. I appreciate you so much. And with that, I am going to try to go back to Diane. I'm going to see if she maybe has composed herself. So let's try and see if I can bring Diane in. And hello there. This is Casey calling back. Diane, have you regained any composure?
Yes, I have, to a certain extent.
Well, it's an emotional day. You're never, until this day is over and we can put it kind of in the past, at least moving forward until the next year, it's an emotional day. We can't help it. I'm emotional. But could you tell us a little bit? I wanted to make sure I gave you a second chance because we have some other callers. I'm trying to manipulate this and get them all in. So would you like to try again?
Well, I will try. Good morning to everyone who's listening. On that fateful day, I was part of a crew that was arriving at the Newark airport. We had been on a layover at the Howard Johnson on the airport property and had begun to walk terminal, which was under construction at that time. I believe that was around the time that the first aircraft hit or struck, whatever, however I would say it. And we were just kind of wondering, well, what do we do? What do we do? And the operations, the company asked us to return to the hotel immediately without any explanation. So we practically were picking our bags up off the crew bus, and believe it or not, we're able to reboard that same crew bus that we left to come to the airport. And we immediately returned to the hotel, returned to the same rooms at that hotel, believe it or not.
Oh, my.
And watched all of this terror unfold right before our eyes on television. And as everyone has said, it was like a movie. You know, we couldn't believe it. We were crying and huddled together and sharing rooms, sharing food. You know, for several days we were sequestered in that hotel while things were so chaotic. And
yes,
it brought all of the crews from and everyone, it brought humanity together at that point. And we were all one big family suffering the loss of loved ones and friends. And it's just unbelievable. It was unbelievable. It's still unbelievable. And it is so emotional to all of us flight crew. I was at that time I had been an international flight attendant and was about to embark on a trip to Japan. But it stayed with me. This has stayed with me as it has with all of you. It is just so painful, and it is an experience that we share with the whole world, but we especially share it with our aviation family. And it is just such a loss, such a senseless loss to have lost all of the beautiful lives of the crews that we did, and, of course, all of the people that perished. It was just senseless, and I hope that one day we will learn to love one another more and to be more kind and considerate toward our fellow man.
Absolutely. So, absolutely. Absolutely. And I am going to try to take another call, but I really appreciate you calling. I don't think you have to answer that last question where I was putting out to the audience, and how is it affecting you today because of you not being able to speak and because you were so emotionally involved. I think that answers the question. Once again, to the audience, that call is from Diane Hunter, and she is the number one black flight attendant for United. Continental, actually, and then of course you know it's now United. But she was the very first black flight attendant hired for that airline, so she has expressed herself very well, and then the emotion is very, very real. I am going to try to take another caller and see, give them an opportunity to be able to express their feelings. And I'm emotional. You have been able to hear, from a survivor, and you've been able to hear from crew members, and it just is so penetrating to our heart and our spirit this day. So let me see if I can bring this caller in again. Hello, caller. Can you hear me? Hello? Okay, and sometimes people are just calling in to listen to the show, and so they're not really trying to make a comment. And with that being the case, that is absolutely fine. We hope that you're enjoying the show. And I am going to now return to Jackie and allow her some more time to be able to express how she feels, what is she going through today, because she's on right there on the at the airport. And she's being able to see the emotions of people coming in to pay respects and to pay honor. So, Jacqueline, once again, I bring you back. Ooh, Jacqueline?
I'm here. I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah, no, because we can hear the background. So I am going to, I think we've been able to pull in a lot of people, a very emotional day. But is there anything else that you would like to say before we end the show today, or just give us a little account of some of the things that some of the things that people have said to you today? Some of the flight attendants that have come by, are they emotional? I mean, this is an emotional day to go through what you're going through and then to still have to fly. And there's got to be some fear or some anxiousness there, I'm sure.
I don't know about the fear. I think the anxiousness is definitely apparent. There are a lot of crews stopping by reflecting on their experience that day. I think we all have that in common, whether you are a crew member or not. Something that we're witnessing today is that there are so many passengers that were not born or that was too little to know what was going on. So they're trying to figure it out. They're trying to remember what they were told when they were in the – we've actually had some guests that were in the second, third, and fourth grade. It reminded me of the show that was on the other night with the students that were in the second grade when the president was talking to them in their classroom. And someone came up to him and whispered in his ear that the planes had crashed, and the little kids I don't know if they were in the second, third, or fourth grade, but now they were being interviewed on television to tell what they remembered. And I think that's kind of what's going on right now. People are going inside the meditation room, but they weren't old enough to know what was going on. So it's kind of a mixed emotions here. We just wish we could just sit down there and tell them our story. And
yes,
let them figure it out. What was really, really going on was something so tragic in American history that they need to know about it. They need to understand it. And like Diane said, give some more love. Give more love.
And do that. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to let's resume that point after I try to bring one more caller in. So if you please bear with me, and I appreciate you, Jackie, being so patient, because you've got a lot of comments, a lot of good things to say, I know. I am going to try to bring in another caller and see if we can get another emotional comment. I'm sure it's going to be emotional. Hello, caller. This is Casey. Can you hear me? Hello? Okay. So I'm thinking once again, this is another caller that has called in just to listen to the show, which is absolutely fine. So I'm going to try one more time. Hello, caller, can you hear me? Okay. And going back to what Jacqueline was saying, and that is so true, and that's part of some of the comments that are coming on TV, that these kids, they weren't born, they are, or were so little that they didn't remember. And so this is something that is, we have to, it's our responsibility to allow, to tell them and make them understand. And Jacqueline, I have you in. I'm going to bring you back in just a moment. But this is a responsibility we have because our freedom and their freedom was based on or changed that day. Changed that day. And they don't even know because they just think being a young kid and going to school and being happy that that is normal. But the world was not normal 20 years ago. So it's really interesting. I know, Jacqueline, the people that you're talking to, and they're looking at you and listening to or listening to others tell the story, and to them it is still a movie. Like we thought it was a movie. They're like, well, is that a movie or is that real? And Jacqueline, you can comment. You're on.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yes,
it is. It is so real. It's so devastating, and it's hurtful that the youth that are passing through this corridor right now don't have a clue of what we're honoring today. They need a history lesson. I don't know what they're teaching in school, but this is a part of American history. We have a story that's being told and being revisited. And it will be revisited again, again, and again as long as we are on this earth. And it's important to us as working crew members, retired crew members, those who have just set down the profession to make sure that the youth, our children, our grandchildren, their friends, their neighbors know about this day in history. They know people in their life that live the experience. That's the thought.
Absolutely.
I want.
Absolutely. Because we shall never forget.
And you made it. No, we will never forget. We shall never forget.
We shall never forget. Never. I am going to go back and ask each person that called in if they would like to make a closing statement, Jacqueline, and then I'm going to come back to you, and you and I will close out the show. Do you still have time?
Okay.
Yes.
I still
okay,
have
perfect.
Time.
Perfect, perfect. Okay, and with that, I am going to go back to another caller, and I am going to ask you at this point, hello, caller, I'm closing out the show. I would like to give you an opportunity to say one more thing in closing, and I really appreciate you staying on and listening to the show. Do you have anything else you would like to say? Hello, caller.
Hello,
okay, I believe that was Diane's friend, and maybe she has me on mute, so we will go to the next person, which will be Diane, and see if she would like to say anything in closing. So once again, Diane, I'm going to give you the opportunity to have one last thing to say in closing because we're going to close out the show. Do you have anything else you would like to say to the audience?
I would just like to repeat again Jackie's comment on the importance of us teaching our youth the true history of the United States. And also it's so significant that we take some of these younger people under our wings and encourage them to learn about the history. As being a member of Black Flight Attendants of America Incorporated, we have always tried to expose everyone to the history of the great history that blacks have contributed to aviation. And with the idea of having celebrations or recollections or remembrances of things gone past, 9/11 happens once a year. We should remember it all through the years. And as we have February for Black History Month, Black history in aviation should be an ongoing thing. And as a group, we've tried to volunteer and mentor and give service to our communities. And saying that we hope to encourage the youth to find out about his history and to be interested in it. And it's up to us to show them that all of these things have happened, and the fact that our freedom has been our freedoms daily are being at question, and we need to address and continue our effort to be able to have things, have freedom and love and responsibility to our fellow man. That's my closing statement.
Well, it was a wonderful closing statement, and I'm glad that you gathered your thoughts and was able to come out with it, because it was very, very powerful. So I appreciate you so much for giving that statement, and I'm sure my audience does too. And that was Diane Hunter, as I said earlier to everyone, or if you're just tuning in, she was the first African-American flight attendant for Continental Airlines. And as she stated, and I'm going to bring Jacqueline back in, and I think at this point it would be a nice follow-up on what Diane said about the organization and the goals of the organization, because it never stops. I mean, Black history is every day. This catastrophe will be remembered forever. It is important for us to tell, as Jacqueline was saying, that a lot of young people are coming through the facility there at the airport, and they need to know. They need to be taught this in their history classes. This is American history. This was the worst catastrophe that our nation experienced. And for those that don't know, it needs to be a class that's taught, because we shall never forget. We shall never forget. And Jacqueline, with that, would you like to add on to what Diane said about the organization, number one, and the goals of what you are doing, what we are doing in the organization, but also in closing, what you still are experiencing at the airport on this day?
I'm experiencing my entire day off at the airport, exposing new people, young people, to what's going on inside the meditation room. And I want to tell all your listeners out there, volunteer your time and make a difference. That's one of our mottos, Black Functions of America Incorporated. And it is our goal to get our history, African-American aviation history, inside African-American and aviation museums across the country. So when our children and their children go to the museum, they'll be able to read about that history, and part of that history involves 9/11, 20 years ago. Please help us get there. If any of you have any contacts with any of these museums, please tell them about us. Visit our website, Black Functions of America.
I
Thank
love
you
it.
So much, Casey. You did an outstanding job. We appreciate you sharing and exposing today's experience. It's quite emotional.
Thank you. I really appreciate you. And with that, I am going to close the show, but I just wanted to add my own reflections, because I was home that day. As my audience knows, I flew for 35 years with Delta. And I was talking on the telephone to my niece, who was in Newark, and I thought it was a movie. And I was so emotional, I was saying, I don't understand what this is. This has to be a movie. And my niece kept saying, what? So she really was informing her office as I was becoming emotional about what I saw on TV. And I was paralyzed. I was paralyzed with fear, emotions, and just cried. I cried for days. And friends were calling me to make sure that I was okay emotionally, because they knew physically I was home in Chicago. But all I could think about was what the crews may have been going through. When we watched that other plane go into the buildings, as flight attendants, we knew where we were, what position, and what we were supposed to be doing on a normal day. But it just penetrated my soul and my spirit so that I was paralyzed with fear. And then to come out, look up in the sky, and not see a single plane. That is the eeriest feeling you will ever have. And all of us experience that, whether you were in the airline field or not. But to see the sky void of airplanes was an emotional, emotional feeling that we will never get over. And I think following up on Jacqueline and also Diane's comment on the young people have to know. We have to teach them and tell them what has been happening and what is happening. That is American history. It needs to be taught, and people have to understand what we went through during that time. And we should never forget. So if you don't remember any other statement in your life, remember, we shall never forget. And with that, I am going to close the show. I appreciate everyone that called in. I appreciate all the comments from Charles, who was a survivor, and the emotion that was in everyone's voice, because we are still emotional 20 years later. It is a hard thing, but we pray to God it will never happen again. And with that, I invite you to please stay tuned. This is Casey Grant. I am the host and the producer of The Fly Girl Show, and I try very hard to bring different topics to you. I appreciate you being loyal and coming and staying with me all of these years. So please stay tuned for another show. We come on Wednesdays at 11. But if I ever find a good show that needs to be broadcast then or on a particular day, I do that. So please always stay tuned to the website to find out what show or what event is happening. And with that, I am going to say, please join me again on The Fly Girl Show. This is Casey Grant, your producer and your host, and for that, please have a blessed day, a very prayerful day, and we will see you soon. Thank you. Bye. Thank you.